Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Children's Hospital, Dr. Juan de la Cruz Martinez and Dr. Antonio Maria Vegas in the city of Santiago de Cuba received this Sunday a donation of powdered milk and medicines made by Bridges of Love Project and the Code Pink Organization. The load consists of 2,000 pounds of powdered milk and more than 100 bottles of acetaminophen. The donation is part of the actions to help the Caribbean island and end the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. Bridges of Love, said Carlos Lasso, leader of the gesture of solidarity, is a grain of sand in a sea of needs, which contributes to benefit the infants admitted to the health centers and is the result of the kindness and commitment of many people. He also commented on the delivery of bread-making machines to some homes of children without family support as part of the Project for a Better World, an action that will be extended to other institutions of this type in the country. During two meetings held with Cuban Ambassador Alejandro Simancas, the Communist and Workers' Parties of Bangladesh reaffirmed their solidarity with the Cuban Revolution. Executives of both organizations reaffirmed their willingness to continue promoting ties of cooperation, dialogue, and friendship with Cuba, and reiterated the denunciation of the criminal blockade of the United States against the Caribbean country. The Cuban envoy presented these organizations with the commemorative medal for the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples. Last Monday, Bangladesh President Abdul Hamid stressed the willingness to boost ties with Cuba in several spheres after receiving the credentials of the Cuban ambassador to this South Asian nation. Members of the U.S. organizations Bridges of Love and Code Pink arrived in the city of Holguín with a new shipment of powdered milk for pediatric hospitals in Cuba. The 3 tons of food received at the Frank Pais International Airport in Holguín are destined for the children's health institutions in the province of Santiago de Cuba and Guantanamo. During a meeting with health and government authorities of Holguín, it was acknowledged that the donation is possible thanks to the effort and collaboration of many Cubans living abroad and friends for whom solidarity is one of the many ways to make holes in the U.S. blockade against the Caribbean nation. Carlos Lasso, coordinator of Bridges of Love Project, told Prensa Latina that with this campaign they hope to reach all the pediatric hospitals in the country. They have so far contributed to those in Havana, Pinal del Rio, Matanzas, and Holguín. President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Friday condemned the millions of dollars worth of economic losses that affected Cuba due to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States for more than 60 years. On his Twitter account, the head of state mentioned the latest report on the effects of Washington's blockade on Cuba. According to the report, the accumulated damage in 60 years amounts to $144,413 billion. The Cuban people's suffering cannot be quantified, the president stressed. Also on Twitter, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez highlighted the Cuban people's resistance and victories against the U.S. blockade. A brigade made up of 9 people, 5 Spaniards and 4 Cubans, traveled to Cuba with donations of more than a ton of medicines and sanitary and surgical material. The news was released from Santiago de Compostela by the portal Cuba Información, which also reported the inclusion of 350 kilograms of powdered milk as part of the Solidarity Ants project promoted by Cuban patriotic emigration organizations and against the blockade. The Solidarity Ants project is a person-to-person effort to break the blockade against Cuba, said the promoters of the campaign, stressing that it is an extraordinary effort of these organizers and contributors. The sources recall that at the 14th meeting of Cubans in Europe held in Berlin, the project campaign, Solidarity Ants, became not only a humanist objective, but also an ideological project by pointing out that the U.S. blockade is a political weapon of war. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.